Browns Myles Garrett reinstated after helmet attack. By Dylan Gwynn on February 12, 2020. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has been serving an indefinite suspension since last November, when he attacked Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. That suspension is not officially over. The Browns confirmed the NFL's decision to reinstate Garrett after his November 14 helmet-swinging attack in a statement from Browns general manager Andrew Berry. "We welcome Myles back to our organization with open arms," Berry said. "We know he is grateful to be reinstated, eager to put the past behind him and continue to evolve and grow as a leader. We look forward to having his strong positive presence back as a teammate, player and person in our community." Garrett was placed on indefinite suspension by the NFL following an incident at the end of a Steelers-Browns game on November 14, when he hit Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. Garrett met with league officials on Monday. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported on Monday that Garrett would be reinstated as long as he complete the back end of all that was required, including counseling. Apparently, the NFL felt Garrett had completed the required conditions of his return. Things did not go well for the Browns after Garrett's suspension. Since the suspension began immediately, Garrett missed the final six games of the season. Cleveland lost four of their final six games without their star defender and finished a disappointing 6-10. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @TheMightyGwynn.